You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio tatlong natatanging mga awit dito sa Melbourne. Marahil dalawa sa kanila ay kilala nyo na, ang isa ay nakilala nyo nung nakarang fiesta. Una sa lahat, huwag kayong magulat. Kasama ko si Claudette Centeno Calixto. Magandang araw, Claudette.
Magandang araw, Maridel.
Pahiram muna ng mic sa programa mo ngayong araw na to.
Napasali pa ako dito.
Si Herbert Fangon.
Hello, magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat.
At si Luis Marcos Nicolas. Magandang araw.
Magandang araw po.
Yan. Lahat sila ay mga umaawit dito sa Melbourne. Una sa lahat, Claudette, baka nagugulat yung mga nakikinig. Marahil marami sa mga hindi taga Davao ang alam na nagsimula ka sa Star Circle or Star?
Sa Star Magic.
Star Magic.
Sa ABS-CBN.
Ibang kumpanya ba yung Star Circle?
Same. Pero yung Star Magic is ito yung parang training ground ng mga artists.
Ah, so parang kasabay mo ba sila Angelica?
You mean Ang TV?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I started Ang TV, pero Davao version. Mm-hmm. So may Manila, may Cebu, may Davao.
4:30 na.
Oo, pero sa amin, 10:30. Umaga ng Sabado yun. I was 11 years old that time.
So, bakit? Mahilig ka ba talaga?
Sabi ng nanay ko, when I was younger, mga 8, 7 years old, I used to act out sa salamin, kumakanta, sumasayaw. So nakita niya yung talent ko na yun. So talagang pinush niya na ipa-audition ako sa mga pa-contest sa TV before when I was young. So I started with RPN9 dati. So meron silang parang program ng mga junior newscasters.
Uh-huh.
So nagpa-present na ako ng mga news at 9, mm-hmm, tapos yung mga feature segments. And then at 11, I tried it with ABS-CBN and nakapasok din ako.
Alam ko yun eh, Junior News Watch.
Uh-oh,
alam
yes.
mo ba na si Senator Lauren Legarda doon din nagsimula?
Ah, ganun ba?
Oh, madaming nagsimula doon sa programang yun. Nung yung mga bata na gusto maging news readers, newscasters, yun. Pagkatapos, lumaki ka na sa TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 11 years old, after Ang TV Davao kasi na tapos na yung programa, I dubbed cartoons. So yung mga Hawk Finn, yung mga Charlotte, yung mga parang Sedi, yung ganun, meron yung Cebuano version na ini-air sa Davao. So nagda-dub ako ng mga cartoons. And then after that, I moved on to variety show. Sumasayaw, kumakanta, perform, and then nag-move on din ako sa news when I graduated.
Sino yung may boses sa pamilya? Kasi dapat meron kang huwaran, di ba?
Oh,
o mayroong mahilig kumanta.
I think both of my parents, they love to sing, pero yung mom ko, meron siyang background ng, she used to be parang anchor din, at saka mahilig din siya sa arts. So I think sa kanya ko nakuha.
So yung mommy mo siya yung sumasama sa'yo pag may shooting ka, taping?
Oo. Dumating na sa point na sabi ko, huwag ka nang sumama kasi feeling ko, nag-teenager na ako, kaya ko na, ganun. So ano talaga siya, stage mom?
Magandang training ground yan kasi nung nasa Pilipinas ako, gumagawa rin ako ng script para sa mga children's show, yung Chikiting Patrol.
Ah, oo.
So marami sa kanila, reporter na ngayon sa Channel 7, yung isa writer na. So yung mga 5 and up, hindi ba? Marami rin sa kanila kilala na personality ngayon sa news and current affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos dito, radyo. So pwede nating sabihin ano ka na, para kang si Chris Aquino.
Ganon. Naya naman ako kay Chris.
Anong tag sa kanya? Queen of all media.
Ayan.
Dahil may radyo, TV. Kulang, may dyaryo ka rin paminsan-minsan, hindi ba?
Siguro back, yeah.
So nakuha mo na lahat, pati social media.
Na-experience na lahat.
Herbert!
Yes.
So, nagbabalik. Oh, yeah. Alala ko pa yung una mo, yung Pasko.
Pasko, yes. Yeah.
Dahil may con. Yeah, Christmas
with,
tree.
Mary Ann Vanderhorst and Inday Trising.
Simula nun, ang dami na, no? Naging front act ka na ni
Nina and Joey G. And Darren Espanto as well.
So, ano yung feeling? Ano yung feeling na pag nagfa-front act ka para sa mga sikat na?
It's a very exciting experience kasi you get to see these, you know, very successful artists, and you know, you and especially Nina and Joey G. I was in, I think, in uni when they started their careers, so meeting them in person was really, really good. And yeah, you get to we get free tickets as well.
Pati yung pamilya mo.
Pati family, yes, in a very nice VIP area. Yeah.
Meron bang ano? Meron bang practice with the artists? O dahil front act ka, hindi talaga kayo nagsasama sa stage?
Joey was watching us when we were doing the rehearsal. Pero it's on the day. Mm-hmm. On the day lang yung rehearsal.
So nakakausap mo rin sila.
Yeah, nakakausap sila. Yeah. And you get to meet them backstage and you know they cheer you up.
So from choir or chorale, mm-hmm. nagsusolo ka na. Mahirap ba?
I think it's the same because when I was in the choir, I used to sing the solo parts as well. And then I used to sing at weddings as well. And,
pero ito yeah. nasa harap ka ng
yes,
maraming tao.
Yeah, it yeah, it's different.
Kailangan conscious ka sa tindig mo. Kasi
exactly.
yung choir, nasa usually nasa isang stage, buo yes. yun, di ba? Yeah.
And my biggest downfall is the lyrics.
Makakalimutin ka ba?
Yeah, memorize. So,
papagawa tayong teleprompter.
Yes.
Si Marcus, nakita natin siya una sa fiesta dito sa Melbourne, sa Queen Victoria Market. Kamusta, Marcus?
Okay lang po.
Yeah. Nabanggit mo sa akin, nagbabasking ka?
Oh, yes, yeah.
So, paano yun? Kumakanta ka sa kalye? Yeah,
sa Swanston Street.
Sa Swanston Street, dito sa city?
Yeah.
Araw-araw?
Usually, when it's not raining, then I try to. And then when I'm not working as well. But
so, si Marcus po ay isang singer / bartender / guitarist / nagko-compose ka rin ng sarili.
Yeah, songwriter. Yeah.
Ah. So madami siyang talino, di ba?
Yes.
Kumbaga, gold mine.
Hindi naman po.
So Marcus, bakit mo naisip mag-busking?
It feels good when you're like singing on the street and then you connect with people. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's cheesy but it sounds like it's magical. You know, when you're singing a song in the street and then people walk past and then they stop and they'll approach you and they'll be like, oh wow. It sounds so amazing, and that means a lot to me as a musician because that gives you like the sort of like the fuel for your inspiration.
So ikaw ba yung bukas yung guitar case mo tapos dun lang magbibigay yung mga tao ng coins?
Wait, can I tell you a story about this actually? When
sure.
I was busking, I used to leave my case open in front of me when I was singing, and then there was one time there was this homeless guy who just watched there for a while. And I thought he was just being nice, and then because he was asking how was your day, you know. And then unfortunately, when I finished my set, he grabbed a lot of money from the case and then ran away.
Oh, wow!
So now I just have like a bucket, and then with a cover in it, and then just a little hole where you can put the money, so no one can steal it.
So, yung busking mo, kailangan may permit.
Yes, actually, yeah. You have to get the permit.
May bayad ba yon?
Ano lang, $20.
For how long?
For the whole year.
For the whole year? Kahit saan o specified yun?
So you can't busk in front of the Bourke Street malls. But along the Swanston Street, there are some areas that you can't, for example, State Library. You can't busk there, but I do it anyway.
Okay, madami ako nakikita na doon. Tsaka sa Bourke Street Mall.
Yeah, I get told up as well when I do that. Bourke Street Mall, you have to get a special permit. It's extra as well, it's like $50. And then you have to go for an audition and it takes so long.
Iba pa pala yung rate noon. Kasi siguro dahil mas maraming tao.
Yeah.
Meron ka bang nakikitang mga Pinoy na nanonood?
Oh, actually, it's surprising. Like, they'll approach me and they'll be like, Pinoy ka? And I was like, hindi po.
So nagre-request sila ng mga Pinoy songs?
Yeah, sometimes they do. But most of the time, they just request Ed Sheeran songs.
Sikat si Ed Sheeran, no, sa mga Pinoy. Meron ka bang Ed Sheeran song na pwede mong ika nila'y bunutin galing sa memory?
Oh, yeah, I do. When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, oh, your mouth still remember the taste of my love. Oh, your eyes still smile from your cheeks. And darling, I will be loving you
till we're 17. And baby, my heart can still for less. Heart at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Cause me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you who I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking out loud. Maybe we found love.
Wow. Parang, wow. Kung narinig mo yun, gusto mo magpakasal uli, no? So, saan ka natutong mag-gitara? O sino nagturo sa'yo mag-gitara?
Actually, there's a funny story about it. Nung bata po ako, I was watching my cousin play guitars because he was learning and I wanted to learn as well, but he wouldn't teach me, so I was stealing his guitar every time and then take it back to my house and then I'll play it and then he'll be...
Ilang taon ka nun?
I think I was 10.
Wow. Tapos, kailan ka nakabili ng una mong, o kailan ka nagkaroon ng una mong gitara?
Oh, my first guitar. My grandma bought it for me. I think when I was 11 she was like, oh, you keep stealing your cousin's guitar. So,
anong feeling mo nung binilan ka ng lola mo?
I was so happy.
Nasa'yo pa yung gitara yun?
No, I don't have it anymore, unfortunately.
Pero dinala mo siya dito sa Australia?
No, I left it with my uncle and then they're using it in a church right now.
So at least buhay pa.
Yeah, it's
meron pang ibang mas magandang purpose naman sa simbahan.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And yung boses mo, kailan mo nalaman na maganda yung boses mo?
Probably when I was a kid, apparently I've been singing a lot and then people just keep asking me to sing. But I started performing when I was in first year high school in Philippines.
Saan?
Sa school, it's called Liceo de San Pablo.
So sa mga school plays, ganun.
So it was my first time on the stage and it was nerve-wracking.
Di ka ba sinabi ng lola mong, sali ka sa ASAP o kaya sa GMA?
No, she was very supportive about my music, but yeah, she didn't tell me to do that.
School muna.
School muna. Yeah. You have to focus in your study, iho.
So, ang tagal mo na dito, di ba? 7 years, kung di ako nagkakamali?
Yeah, 2011.
2011. Ano yung namimiss mo sa Pilipinas? Kasi nung pumunta ka dito,
street
teenage.
Foods, probably.
Fishball?
Fishball.
Sa music, ikaw ba yung batang teenager na tatambay sa harap ng bahay ng kabarkada mo?
Or? Actually, yeah, I miss that as well.
Anong ginagawa niyo?
Just jamming, and then some people would play the cajon, the little box.
Yeah.
And then just, ano yung cajon?
It's like the little box percussion thing. It's like a drum, but it's not
acoustic.
Sounds like that.
Ah, tapos.
And then we're just gonna jam.
Buong araw na yun.
Until like light 3 a.m. or something.
Hanggang magutom na kayo or antokin. Ikaw, Claudette, anong namimiss mo?
Sa Pilipinas, unang pamilya ko. Mahirap malayo sa nanay at tatay. But siguro yung pagkain din, tsaka yung mga kaibigan, ganun, yung mga mas madaling maka-travel sa isang lugar. Kasi dito parang kailangan planado yung trips mo, di ba?
Pero sa Pilipinas, sabi nga nila, lahat ng tao, halos lahat ng tao, magandang boses. Dito sa Melbourne, mapipili lamang, hindi ba? So ano yung nagbago sa musika ninyo or sa pagkanta ninyo nang lumipat kayo dito sa Australia? Ikaw, Herbert?
I used to sing a lot of ballads back in the fields.
Kasi love, song.
Love songs, yun yung requested sa mga weddings. Pero I actually love singing R&B and a bit of jazz as well.
So nakakanta mo siya dito?
Dito, yes. I get to, you know.
So gumagawa rin pala kayo ng KBP? Parang nade-date na ako na ng kasal niya. So, kumakanta rin kayo sa mga kasal.
Kasal, yeah.
Yeah. You do weddings as well. Yeah,
kasal binyag,
di ba? Oo, kasal binyag pa tayo. Parang 80s pa na term 80s. Yun eh. So, pag tatari ka, may coverage ka? Hindi, KBP lang. So, kumakanta ka rin sa mga kasal?
I used to special events like pag may request from family members, and I did a few weddings as well. Pero more on, I used to sing in an acoustic band as well. Parang enjoy kami ng mga friends ko mag-gig. Ganun. But it doesn't matter kung magkano yung talent fee, basta kumakanta kami. So yun yung ginagawa ko before, yung napansin, early 20s.
Napansin ko dito sa Melbourne, bibihira yung mga kumakanta sa mga pubs or sa mga gigs na nagko-cover, hindi ba? Tapos marami pag nakaupo ka doon, hindi mo na ako makakanta kasi hindi ko alam. Ikaw ba, Marcus, when you do gigs in pubs, cover yung kinakanta mo?
Oh, yes. But they prefer like the upbeat covers, not the actual like radio stuff.
Yung mga dance
like
songs.
Yeah, dance songs like Superstition, something like that. Valerie, of course.
Valerie. Love.
Are you bored?
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the day just seems so dark. The moon, the stars, they're nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you. Deny this emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you are gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side, next to you? You and make sure you're all right. I'll take care of you. I don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight. I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? This hurt that I've been through, I'm missing you, I'm missing you like crazy. Yeah, yeah, you told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming, it's much too wrong. Can I hide away by your side, next to you? Lay me
next to you. You and make sure you're all right. I'll take care of you. I don't want to be here if I can be with you tonight.
Pag nainis ba sa'yo yung asawa mo, kinakantahan mo, tapos okay na kayo?
Hindi, sama na siya.
Parang hinaharanahan mo pa ba siya? Hindi na, sanay na siya.
Sanay na siya.
Eh yung anak mo na, may anak kang babae, di ba?
Yes.
So tinuturuan mo rin siya kumanta?
She sings a lot.
Guess ko, mga Beyonce, hindi.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande. Matandaan.
Six years old.
Yung pala yung gusto ng mga 6 years old.
Yes. Ah.
Ikaw, Claudette, kinantahan mo yung asawa mo, nakita ko, kinilig pa nga siya eh.
Napilitang makit sa stage. Uh-oh. Yung asawa ko, ano yun eh, gusto niya behind the cam.
Nakita ko nga.
Napilitan.
Kinakantahan mo po ba siya pag sa bahay?
We do jamming kasi nagigitara din siya. So meron kaming mga jamming sessions.
Mga OPM, tinuturo mo siya nun? Kasi lumaki siya dito, di ba?
He knew some OPM songs, like... sa akin lang. Song
ako'y sa'yo.
Yeah, that one. Ah. Yung mga ganun, yung time niya din, pero not so much. Oh.
Sinabi mo na ang pag-ibig mo'y di magpabago, ngunit bakit sa tuwing ako'y lumalapit kay lumalayo, ang puso'y laging nasasaktan pag may kasama kang iba. Di ba nila alam? Tayo'y nagsumpa na ako'y sa'yo. Kay akin lamang at kahit anong mangyari, pag-ibig ko'y sa'yo pa rin. At kahit ano pa ang sabihin nila'y ikaw pa rin ang mahal. Maghihintay ako kahit kailan, kahit na umabot pang ako'y nasa langit na, at kung di ka makita, makikiusap kay bathala na ika'y hanapin at sabihin, ipaalala sa iyo ang nakahanap. sa'yo at ika'y aking lamang.
Saka maghihintay ako kahit kailan, kahit na umabot pang ako'y nasa langit na. At kung di ka makita, makikiusap kay Bathana na ika'y hanapin at sabihin, ipaalala sa iyo ang nakalimutan sumpaan na ako'y sa'yo at ika'y akin lamang.
Wow.
Uy, walang practice yun, ah. 5 minutes lang yung practice nun. Ang galing.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.